Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans, and we are brought to you by the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt girls. For more on Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, December 7th, and it is time for the inaugural NWHL Wednesday episode. And as always, for anything NWHL, it will be brought to you by Farpoint. Farpoint, which is February 17th through 19th, 2017, at the Radisson Hotel North Baltimore in Timonium, Maryland. Come see special guests like Sam Witwer, Enver Jokai, and many others. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to farpointcon.com. And ladies and gentlemen, this past weekend in the NWHL, you had three games, two on the Saturday, one on the Sunday, and we're going to start off with the first game, which was on Saturday, December 3rd, between the Buffalo Buttes and the New York Riveters. In the first period, things got started off with a couple penalties. At 4:06, Emily Falzer of the Buffalo Buttes was called for roughing. Then at 6:41, Devin Skeets of the Buffalo Buttes was called for hooking. Then at 8:54, Devin Skeets of the Buttes would actually score the first goal of the game, assisted by Emily Janija and Sarah Casaroso. Then at 9:54, Buffalo would get another goal when Jackie Greco would score, assisted by Courtney Konechka. Then at 15:40, Kira Dozdal would be called for hooking. Then at 18:28, Megan Bozak would be called for cross-checking. On that power play, Alexa Grushko would a score, assisted by Kaylee Fratkin and Rebecca Russo. At the end of the first period, the Buttes would be up over the Riveters 2-1. Shots were 15-9 in favor of the Buttes, and on the power play, the Buttes were 0-1 and the Riveters were 1-3. Going into the second period, at 3:01 into the period, Madison Packer would get on the board to tie up the game for the New York Riveters, and that would be assisted by Alexa Grushko and Rebecca Russo. Then at 4:41, Emily Falzer would score for the Buffalo Buttes to take the 3-2 lead, assisted by Devin Skeets and Harrison Brown. Then at 8:32, Alexa Grushko would be called for kneeing, and then at 9:07, Maya DeOnge would be called for cross-checking. At the end of the period, Buffalo would be up 3-2 over the Riveters. Shots were 28-19 in favor of the Buttes, and on the power play, the Buttes were 0-3, and the Riveters were 1-3. Then going into the third period, at 1:32 into the period, Cheyenne D'Arcangelo would score for the Buffalo Buttes, which would go unassisted. Then Harrison Brown would be called for roughing at 6:09. On the power play, Kira Dozdal would score at 7:34, assisted by Bray Ketchum and Rebecca Russo. Then at 14:34, Devin Skeets would be called for tripping. At 15:07, Madison Packer, the Riveters, would be called for hooking. And then at 17:09, Megan Bozak would score for the Buttes, assisted by Cheyenne D'Arcangelo. At the end of the game, the Buffalo Buttes defeated the New York Riveters 5-3. Shots were 34-28 in favor of the Buttes, and on the power play, the Buttes were 0-4 and the Riveters were 2-5. Another tough loss for the New York Riveters in this game. However, they had a lot of good potential stuff coming out of this, especially on their power play going 2-5. That is something that they could definitely build off of going into their game on Sunday against the Boston Pride. Which, speaking of the Boston Pride, they would take on the Connecticut Whale on Saturday, December 3rd, before taking on the Riveters. And for the Boston Pride and the Whale, it all started 2 minutes and 2 seconds in when Megan Mangine of the Connecticut Whale would be called for slashing. Then at 13:22, Dana Trevino would score for the Whale, assisted by Molly Engstrom and Kelly Babstock. At the end of the first period, the Whale would be up 1-0. On the power play, Connecticut did not have one, whereas Boston was 0-1. Then going into the second period, the lamp would be lit up by Boston this period, as a minute 12 into the period, Emily Field would score for the Pride, assisted by Rachel Lanes and Amanda Pelkey. Then at 2:41, Jillian Dempsey would score for the Pride, which was unassisted. Then for the Connecticut Whale at 3:10, Kelly Stack would score unassisted. Then at 7:52, Kelly Babstock of the Whale would be called for tripping. On that power play at 8:57, Brianna Decker would score her first of the game from Zoe Hickel and Casey Bellamy. At 10:15 of the period, Blake Bolden of the Pride would be called for tripping, and then 18:30 of the period, Amanda Pelkey would also be called for tripping. At the end of the second period, the Boston Pride would be up 3-2 over the Connecticut Whale. On the power play, the Whale were 0-2, and Boston was 1-2. Then going into the third period, Megan Duggan of the Boston Pride would be called for hooking at 9:22. And then at 18:07, Brianna Decker would score her second goal of the game from Zoe Hickel and Jordan Smelker. And then Brianna Decker would get the hat trick off of an empty net goal at 19:54, assisted by Alex Carpenter. The Boston Pride would go on to win 5-2 over the Connecticut Whale. Shots were 27-21 in favor of the Pride. And on the power play, the Connecticut Whale were 0-3, and the Boston Pride were 1-2. Boston would then go 7-0 for the season, going undefeated, and Connecticut would then lose and go 2-4 to start the season, and are in fourth place, while the Buffalo Buttes and the New York Riveters battle it out for second place in the league. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, we'll be back from the break. We'll have Sunday's game between the Boston Pride and the New York Riveters, plus some NWHL news and notes, as there's many. We'll go over the standings, and we'll go over what's going down next weekend in the NWHL. Looking for that fun thing to do with the family? Then come to AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 16th through 18th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Nolan North, David Hayter, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to awesome-con.com. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to go over Sunday's game between the Boston Pride and the New York Riveters. In the game, a minute 29 into the game, Megan Duggan of the Boston Pride would score, assisted by Jillian Dempsey and Casey Bellamy. Then Emily Field of the Pride would be called for cross-checking at 2:35, which, while shorthanded at 4:02, Alex Carpenter would score unassisted. And then at 14:07, Bray Ketchum of the Riveters would score, assisted by Janine Weber. At the end of the first period, the Boston Pride would be up 2-1. Shots were 13-9 in favor of the Pride. And on the power play, the Pride did not have one, whereas the Riveters were 0-1. Going into the second period, 7 minutes into the period, Zoe Hickel of the Pride would be called for hooking. Then at 7:39, both Casey Bellamy of the Pride and Madison Packer of the Rivers would both be called for roughing. And then at 8:11, Alyssa Gagliardi of the Boston Pride would be called for high sticking. At 17:19, Ashley Johnston of the New York Riveters would score, assisted by Alexa Grushko and Bray Ketchum. Then Kira Dosdall would be called for hooking at 18:33. And then Boston Pride Zoe Hickel would be called for high sticking at 19:19, thus nullifying their power play. At the end of the second period, the Pride and the Riveters were both tied at 2. Shots were 20:19 in favor of the Pride. And on the power play, the Pride were 0-1 and the Riveters 0-3. Then going into the third period, the only thing that happened were two penalties, first at 12:26 when Kaylee Fracken of the Riveters was called for holding, then at 16:06 Brianna Decker of the Boston Pride being called for interference. At the end of regulation, it'd still be tied 2-2 between the Pride and the Riveters. Shots are 30-27 in favor of the Pride. The power play was 0-2 for the Pride and 0-5 for the Riveters. In OT, no action happened, but at the end of the overtime period, it would still be tied 2-2. Shots were 35-28 in favor of Boston, which was a 5-1 shot differential. And then the power play was still 0-2 and 0-5 for the Pride and Riveters, respectively. Then going into the shootout, going first was Madison Packer of the New York Riveters, and she missed, followed by a miss by Boston's Gigi Marvin, then another miss by the Riveters' Rebecca Rousseau, which then led to another miss by Brianna Decker of the Pride. The Riveters' Maya Deonch also missed, then Boston's Amanda Pelkey missed, the Riveters' Kaylee Fracken missed, and then in the final shot of the fourth round, Zoe Hickel of the Boston Pride would score, giving the Boston Pride the 3-2 shootout victory. Very tough game for both teams. Possibly the best showing of the New York Riveters this season in this game, which is also a good thing for them because this is something that they can build off of moving forward going into the rest of the NWHL season. And speaking of that, in the standings, in first place you have the Boston Pride at a perfect 8-0-0 with 16 points. The Buffalo Buttes are 3-4-1 with 7 points. The Riveters are 2-4-2 with 6 points. And the Connecticut Whale are in fourth place with a 2-4-0 record with 4 points. The Buttes and the Riveters are obviously battling still for second place, but the Connecticut Whale are one win away from actually turning the tides on both teams. And speaking of that, going into the road ahead, this Saturday, December 10th, the Buffalo Buttes will be visiting the Connecticut Whale, which is the Connecticut Whale's home opener, which will be at 7 p.m., Then on Sunday 12/11, the Connecticut Whale will be visiting the New York Riveters at 5 p.m. Obviously, like I mentioned, with the Buttes with 7 points, the Riveters with 6, the Connecticut Whale could easily, just by winning one game, can make the race even tighter for second place. And if they win both games, can actually take second place just like that in one weekend. For the Player of the Week, the Experience Hockey Talks pick is Alexa Grucho of the New York Riveters, who had a goal and 2 assists for 3 points in 2 games this past weekend. She had a goal and an assist on the 5-3 loss to the Buffalo Buttes, and also had an assist in the 3-2 shootout loss to the Boston Pride. And then, of course, in news today, the NWHL announced that All-Star Weekend for this season, the 2017 NWHL All-Star Weekend, will take place at the UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex, the state-of-the-art practice facility of the Pittsburgh Penguins in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania, which is 20 miles outside of Pittsburgh. Amanda Kessel of the New York Riveters and Kelly Stedman of the Buffalo Buttes will be the respective team captains. Kelly Stedman works at Robert Morris University, which is in Pittsburgh, and Amanda Kessel is, of course, the sister to Phil Kessel of the Pittsburgh Penguins. The NWHL All-Star Game will take place on Sunday, February 12th. More information on how the teams will be made up, fan participation, and the skills competition will all be announced at a later date. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, I would thank you for listening to this episode of the Experience Hockey Talk, NWHL Wednesday debut edition. We'll be back next Wednesday with another episode of NWHL Wednesday, going over the 2 games that are happening this weekend, plus going over the Player of the Week and any other news and notes that comes out in the NWHL. And ladies and gentlemen, also don't forget that this Friday at the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland, I will be there live and covering the Washington Capitals game against the Buffalo Sabres. And as always, the NWHL Wednesday is brought to you by Farpoint. Farpoint, which is February 17th through 19th, 2017, at the Radisson Hotel in North Baltimore in Timonium, Maryland, comes to you special guests like Sam Witwer, Enver Jokai, and many others. For more information and the purchase tickets, go to farpointcon.com And as always, we're also brought to you by the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls. For more on Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until Friday, when I'm at the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland for the Capitals game, we will see you on the ice.